Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav has called for strengthening unity, harmony and collective responsibility among all communities, saying the state's progress depends on inclusive participation and mutual respect. Addressing a civic reception organized by the Gorkha Public Panchayat Kohima yesterday, the governor highlighted Nagaland's rich diversity as its greatest strength, stressing that peaceful coexistence and shared efforts are key to sustained development and nation building. He lauded the Gorkha community for its discipline, patriotism and service, noting its contribution across defense, education, agriculture and public service. Describing the community as an integral part of the state's social fabric, he said it plays a vital role in fostering peace and social cohesion. Mr. Yadav also emphasized the importance of community organizations in preserving cultural heritage and promoting social welfare. Calling on the youth, he urged them to carry forward the legacy of their elders with dedication and commitment. The governor expressed appreciation for the warm reception and voiced hope for stronger bonds of unity and cooperation in Nagaland. The Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change yesterday inaugurated the Doyang Wildlife Division and a dedicated control room for human-elephant conflicts at Wokha. Addressing the gathering, Minister for Forest, Environment and Climate Change and Village Guard C.L. John stressed the importance of translating knowledge into action by adhering to environmental guidelines and best practices. Highlighting the need to balance forest, wildlife and human activities, he said such efforts are crucial for sustainability and mitigating climate change. The minister also underscored the challenges of human-elephant conflict, calling for mutual coexistence and urging community cooperation for effective and timely redressal of issues. Principal Chief Conservator of Forest and Head of Forest Force Vetpal Singh said the creation of the Doyang Wildlife Division aims to address the growing human-elephant conflict in Wokha, which has become a serious concern in recent years. He termed the inauguration of the control room and division office as a milestone, enabling immediate intervention and support to affected citizens. A two-day district-level training program on Census 2027 concluded at the DC's Conference Hall in Sumukedima yesterday. The program was led by Director of Census Nagaland, Dr. Zase Kolia Chassi, and attended by Deputy Commissioners and officials from Dimapur, Sumukedima, and Newland districts. The training highlighted that the upcoming census will be a major digital exercise, marking a significant shift from previous methods. It was informed that the census will be carried out in two phases in the state. The first phase, house listing and house census, will be conducted from June 16 to July 30, 2026, including a self-enumeration window followed by house-to-house visits. The second phase, population enumeration, is scheduled for February 2027. Officials stated that data will be collected digitally through mobile applications with real-time monitoring to ensure transparency and accuracy. Over 7,000 personnel will be engaged in the exercise with emphasis on careful enumeration to avoid duplication. And the Early Childhood Care and Education Cell, ECCE of SCERT Nagaland, along with in-service teacher trainees of the two-year diploma in foundational stage education yesterday, celebrated ECCE Day at SCERT Kohima. Gracing the event, Additional Secretary of School Education, Vikweno Chale, said 85% of brain development takes place during the foundational stage, stressing the need for proper care and nurturing of children. She noted that the department and SCERT are working towards competency-based education, enabling teachers to better understand children and make learning more meaningful and relevant. Ms. Chale expressed confidence that government schools can match private institutions through improved performance and quality education. In her keynote address, SCERT Director Gerafer Ruprio described ECCE Day as a celebration of childhood and the joy of early learning. She highlighted the focus of the National Education Policy 2020 on foundational education and called for play-based, activity-oriented classrooms. Ms. Ruprio also emphasized the importance of community participation and locally adaptable practices to ensure inclusive and meaningful early education for every child. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.